Director General, Dr. Chu Dongyu, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I am greatly honored to be able to speak at the 42nd session of the FAO conference on behalf of the government of Japan. I first like to pay my profound respect to Dr. Chu and the Secretariat for their efforts in organizing this session under the difficult circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. The theme of this year's session, the transformation of agriculture and food systems, is the very timely issue. With a growing awareness of global environmental issues, there is a need for the comprehensive establishment of sustainable, high quality, and healthy diet, as well as environmentally friendly food production, distribution, and processing. System-oriented approaches that encompass not only production, but also procurement, processing, distribution, and consumption will be important in such transformation of agriculture and food system. It was against such a background that Japan formulated its strategy for sustainable food system, in Japanese, Midori no Shokuryo System Senryak, in May this year. This strategy will achieve both enhancement of productivity potential and sustainability in agriculture, forestry, fisheries, and food sectors by encouraging innovation to establish new technology systems at each stage of the supply chain from production to consumption. In the formulation of this strategy, we held multiple direct dialogues with stakeholders, including producers and food industries, with our minister and other high-level officers, including myself, taking a lead. We held 22 such dialogues, which allowed us to form the strategy with great care. The strategy's goal include implementing existing technologies in society by 2030 and by 2050, reaching zero CO2 emission from the agriculture, forestry, and fisheries sectors, reducing the use of chemical fertilizers by 30%, halving the risk-weighted use of chemical pesticides, and expanding organic agriculture. The Asian region, including Japan, accounts for around 40% of the world's agricultural greenhouse gases emissions. This region is also subject to high temperatures and humid climates. Japan's strategy seeks to solve problems under such conditions through innovation. We consider this approach to be a model for food systems that could also be applied to Asian monsoon region. From this perspective, we will seek a deeper understanding of this strategy among the Southeast Asian nations and promote joint research and collaborations with them. Food consumption aspects are also important, and we believe that balanced Japanese diet and dietary patterns could serve as a model for the world. Preparations are underway for the Tokyo Nutrition for Growth Summit, which is scheduled to take place in December this year. This summit will be one of the biggest events at the end of 2021 and will carry on the achievement of September's UN Food System Summit, including in the areas I have just mentioned. Through the Tokyo Nutrition for Growth Summit, we hope to contribute to the world by promoting international efforts to solve the global issue of improving nutrition. We believe that FAO has the potential to make major contributions to solving the issues that will be discussed at the UN Food System Summit. Here, I would like to present two issues of our collaborative activities with FAO. The first one is building resilience into global food supply chain after COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic caused disruptions to food supply chain around the world. Japan will work with FAO to develop guidelines for building more resilient, seamless food supply chain. We also hope to collaborate with the COVID-19 food coalitions advocated by the Italian government and work with other countries which have similar interests. The second one is International Conference on Globally Important Agricultural Heritage System, GS 2021, to be held in Japan. It will take place in the Noto region of Ishikawa Prefecture in late November this year to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the designation of a region as a GS site. As it will be possible to attend the conference online, we look forward to wide-ranging participation from relevant countries. Chairperson, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, Japan will continue to actively contribute to the achievement of the 2030 agenda by addressing global changes through cooperation and collaboration with FAO and other relevant international organizations, as well as other countries. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.